Here we go. Trying to get that audio just right, get the camera set just right in the studio. We've got the sun pouring through the windows this morning. And so what that does is it makes it really bright in here. And even though we've got the sunshades down to try to handle the sun a little bit, the sun is powerful. The sun is powerful today and says, okay, I'm going to make myself known on this day. So here we go. We're glad to be with you on this day, this Wednesday. It is November the 13th, 2024, and you are checking out The Inside Scoop right here at WWDB AM. We are Talk 860. I'm glad to be with you today. Thera Martin here, host of the show, and Sheree Darden. She is the executive producer and the founder for this program, Inside Scoop. If you are up and you got your radio antennas up this morning, Sheree Darden, good morning to you. She is the proud owner and publisher of the Scoop USA newspaper. She is the owner of this radio program that we host, Inside Scoop, and she's in charge, large and in charge, with the Scoop USA vision and what we do, a communications outlet in our own right, having producing three newspapers every week that we publish and send out, our website, which is freshened up all the time and relevant. We've got our telephone, a Scoop app on your smartphone if you want to pay to have that Scoop app on your phone. And of course, we've got the Scoop YouTube channel and so much more. So, you know, we're relevant. We're relevant by today's standards in broadcast media. And we're so very proud of the visionary Sheree Darden for leading this entity forward. It started out almost 50 years ago, a little more than 50 years ago, by R. Sonny Driver, the original owner and publisher of the Scoop newspaper. Well, since he passed away and Sheree Darden purchased the paper before he passed, she was mentored by Sonny Driver for over 20 years. So she was well prepared to take on being the publisher and owner of the Scoop. But she has grown the Scoop since the time when Sonny Driver made transition. So that is why we now have a YouTube page, and why we have a radio program, Inside Scoop, and why we're doing all the other great things that we're doing in addition to simply printing the paper once a week. Sheree, she took us to the next level from printing once a week to printing twice a week, sometimes three times a week. And when we're not printing the paper and you have a hard copy in your hands, we also have the paper online. So we don't skip a beat. We keep it moving. We keep it going. Thank you, Sheree Darden, for all that you do. Now, today on the program, the very first thing we're going to do at just about 6:10 this morning, we're going to be joined on the phone line by Asata Thomas, Executive Director of the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services. I'm looking forward to talking with her. She's going to tell us what they're doing under our new mayor, Mayor Sherelle Parker, how the Reentry Services Office actually works and how you can use it. Where are the offices located? We understand that there's a number of locations around the city now that you can go to. And then she's also going to tell us about a partnership that she is doing, that the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services is doing in conjunction with Philadelphia City Council President Kenyatta Johnson. They're having a record clearing workshop on this Friday, November the 15th. And so Asata Thomas will tell us about that as well. I can't wait to talk with her in just about 6 minutes or so this morning right here at WWDB AM. And then at 6:30 this morning, we're going to talk with Dr. Joyce Drayton. She is the founder of the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music, and they're hosting a Poor Man's Banquet fundraiser. That's going to be on Saturday, November the 16th, and she will tell that story. But what I need you to know, and this is not her first time coming on this show. It's not her second time. She's been on a few times now. We're going to keep bringing her back as long as we are allowed to. She represents a nonprofit. It is a nonprofit organization, the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music. It's not a business where they're just making money hand over fist constantly. They're a nonprofit, and they work hard every day to be sustainable. They've been around for about 25 years now, and they want to be around for another 100 years if God says so. The Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music. It is one of only a few black-owned schools of music left standing in the city of Philadelphia. So, yes, of course we want to support the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenominational Music. And so they're doing an event Saturday, and Dr. Joyce Drayton, she'll join us on the Newsmaker line at just about 8:30 this morning to tell us more about what they've got going on for the school to keep it going and what they're doing that prayerfully you will plug into and be a part of this weekend to support the school. And then at just about 8:45 this morning, we will talk by telephone with Rashad Mustafa, the owner of Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation, and Demolition Business. He is a young man based here in the city of Philadelphia, and we want to support our young up-and-coming business owners, right? We want to give them an opportunity and a platform here on this program, The Inside Scoop, to talk a little bit about what it is that they're doing. And in this case, Brick by Brick Construction, I'm not just bringing somebody on the air this morning to give them a platform to tell a story. I have utilized Brick by Brick Construction services, oh gosh, 5, 6, 7 times now since I first met them. And it's been a blessing. The owner of the business, Mr. Rashad Mustafa, he has really impressed me with his professionalism. He shows up. He shows up on time when he says he's going to show up. And as a young business person, I'm very impressed with that. I have dealt with a mature, when I say mature, because he is mature, but I mean mature by age. I've hired a professional workers in the past who were over 40, over 50, over 60 years old, and they say they're coming to show up, and they're going to do such and such that you're hiring them to do. I'm not asking for nobody to do free work for me. I want to pay you for your professional services. And then they don't show up. They don't call. Don't leave a voice message. Nothing. Just like nothing. Like you never talk to them about them coming to your house and doing a repair for you, fixing something for you. Just didn't happen. And that's occurred for me many times over the years in my life where I have hired a construction company, hired a general contractor, hired a handyman to come to my house and do something, and it's just a no-show, no call, no nothing. And that, of course, turns me off. That leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And then you say, well, I don't want to fool around with that person. Let me move on to the next one. Well, in the case of Rashad Mustafa, this young man who owns this business called Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation, and Demolition, he shows up, he shows out, and he gets the job done. So I look forward to introducing him to all of you today on this radio show here at WWDBAM. And in his other life, he's a proud member of District Council 33. I just thought I would throw that in there, too. He is a proud member of District Council 33, young man, and I'm very, very, very proud of him. I'm so glad that God put him in my life, and he's my guy now. He's my go-to guy. Anything I need done in my house, oh, I will be calling him. So, yes, I am doing a personal recommendation for Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation, and Demolition Business. I say they do a good job indeed. All right, so all of that's going to be happening on the program this morning, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm so glad God woke me up to give me another opportunity to come back to WWDB and sort of do a little something. That's what's up. That's what's up for us today. All righty, now, so looking at some of the news stories making the headlines since we went to sleep last night. Well, more than 100 Philadelphia firefighters are responding to a 2-alarm blaze in an industrial building in the city's Kensington section this morning. The fire on the 3,000 block of Ruth Street is sending a massive column of smoke into the sky that can be seen from the Betsy Ross Bridge and across the river into New Jersey. Fire trucks were surrounding the building, which is near the Francis Willard Elementary School. We understand CBS News Philadelphia, they've reached out to the fire officials for more information on what started the blaze and if anyone is injured. The Philadelphia Fire Department is still working to gather those details, but a spokesperson said they did arrive on scene at about 7:30 this morning. So this is still an active story. It is still unfolding, and we will see how things go and what will happen next with that situation for sure. And other stories in the news this morning, well, SEPTA, they're taking drastic steps in an effort to try to figure out their financial woes. And you know what that means? That means the brunt of the financial woes will be carried on the backs of Who SEPTA riders? Because that's just real. That's real talk, right? That's real talk we're sharing with you this morning. Tuesday morning, SEPTA officials laid out their proposal for a historically high fare increase in 2025 that would affect all payment methods along with major service cuts. So they're talking about charging us more money to ride, and they're going to give us service cuts. That's what's happening today. According to SEPTA, the average fare increase across all transportation modes would go up by nearly 30%, a combination of fare changes proposed back in September and additional price increases being put forth in November. Earlier this fall, SEPTA proposed eliminating rider discounts, which would account for a 7.5% fare increase effective December 1. Combined with the additional 21.5% fare increase proposed on November the 12th, the cost increase for SEPTA riders comes out to 29% in the new year. Both rate hikes would need to be approved by the SEPTA board. Now, you know, at the same time while all this is going on, there's talk of a possible strike with the Transport Workers Union for SEPTA. And we don't know when that could go down, but currently my understanding is that SEPTA workers are working without a contract. And so that's hovering over our heads as well today. In other news, a 22-year-old man in critical condition after being shot in the head in Philadelphia's Tacony section. Police say that happened on the 6500 block of Dittman Street around 8 a.m. on Monday. The man was taken to Jefferson Torresdale Hospital. A weapon was recovered, but no arrests have been made. The investigation is active and ongoing. Anyone with information asked to call Philadelphia police. And Philadelphia City Council, they are now in the midst of some public hearings. They're having 8 days of public hearings. The first day of public hearings started yesterday before voting on legislation to see what we're going to do. We're going to have a new Philadelphia 76ers arena in Market East, downtown Philadelphia, or not. What we going to do? So today, Sixers officials will testify about why they want to build a stadium in Center City. Yesterday, city officials representing Mayor Sherelle Parker's administration, they did testimony. And so that hearing today starts at 10 a.m. at Philadelphia City Hall. Then there's several other opportunities for public testimony in the coming weeks. November the 19th, 1:30 in the afternoon till 4 p.m., you can come testify. November the 20th, 10 a.m. until 12:30 in the afternoon, there's going to be public testimony. November the 21st, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. And I'm really glad that the city officials thought enough to do not only daytime testimony opportunities for public hearings, but nighttime as well. So the people who got to work and can't take off can still participate in the evening testimonies as well. They have a testimony, a public hearing on November the 26th. That's 1:30 to 4 p.m. And the final one, December the 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. Now, people interested in speaking during the public testimony hearing should contact the City Council Chief Clerk's Office, 215-686-3407. Call there and tell them, I want to testify, and get your name on the list. Call the City of Philadelphia City Council Chief Clerk's Office, 215-686, that's 686-3407, 215-686-3407. As my guest newsmaker on the line, oh, she's on the line. All right, I didn't realize that. I'm so sorry. We want to go jump right into it. Yes, yes, yes. We are looking forward to talking with her today because she's got special, special information to share. I'm talking about Asata Thomas, Executive Director of the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services. Good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning. It is my pleasure to join you this morning. How are you?
I am well today, and I'm sorry that I did not get a chance to shake your hand and officially introduce myself to you when you all had a press conference a few weeks back when Uplift Solutions, Inc. did a ribbon cutting for their offices over there at 2221 West Venango Street, and there's going to be a part of that is the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Really excited about that new partnership and yes, building out from there as well.
Yes. So now tell our listening audience about the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services. And I know we'll not be able to get in all of the services and all the things you do, but give us just some of what you do because it's so important.
Absolutely. So this office was built to support persons who have been impacted by mass incarceration. Mm-hmm. And I became a member of this office in August in 2022. At that time, they weren't doing direct services. And when I came in, one of the first my first priorities was to bring direct services back into our office. And mm-hmm. so I am so proud to lead this office. And some of the things that we are currently doing is, as you so aptly mentioned, is the Neighborhood Resource Center. And those were designed for persons to be able to report to their parole and probation officer right in their community. And with that, they have access to wraparound services. So what is wraparound services? That could be connections to benefits. That could mean getting identification, workforce development, mental health, cognitive behavioral therapy, so forth and so on. So for a person to be able to report right in their community and get the help that they need, mm-hmm. that was the idea around the Neighborhood Resource Centers. So that's one of the highlights. We also have, we started a CDLA trucking at no cost to the participants.
Awesome.
So they're able to provide a livable wage. One of the things is that, you know, when a person is coming home from incarceration, one of the first things is you got to get a job. Well, that's true and that's right. But we also have to talk about supporting a person holistically. Do they live somewhere?
Yes.
Right? Where are they waking up to, so forth and so on. And so that's another component that we had. And one of the things I'm really excited to talk about is we have just launched our juvenile reentry. And so we have some specific services geared at supporting juveniles who have been impacted by mass incarceration as well. So I'm just extremely excited to lead the team that I lead.
Yes.
And just really have an impact on persons whose lives have been impacted by the legal system.
Now, I also understand that you have created a partnership with Pennsylvania Career Link, and I love that. Let me just tell you, Asata, I work in my other life for the Allegheny West Foundation. We're a 501c3 nonprofit in North Philadelphia, and my major focus area is North 22nd Street and the feeder streets off the side streets. And so we have an office building at 2850 North 22nd Street, and Pennsylvania Career Link was coming in once a month to help people in our community to get jobs. And we met with quite a bit of success having Pennsylvania Career Link coming in. And I am so impressed with the amount of job opportunities that they bring to the table. And so I always tell people, if you don't know any place else to go, if you don't know anything else to do, you need to link in with Pennsylvania Career Link. So to see that you're partnering with them makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. We were very strategic in partnerships. Mm-hmm. And so to your point, Career Link was one of those strategy decisions because of the work that they do. And one thing I'm just going to be honest about my work is I'm so tired of people talking about things. I want to show and prove. I'm not just talking about it, I'm being about it.
Yes.
I know that's improper English, but
that's all right.
How I show up in spaces. And that's what I want people to be able to actually glean and get the
yes.
services that they need.
Yes.
Miles Monroe said some time ago, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so when we in my office show up in a space, it's really, again, this holistic way that we're showing up, that we care about you as an individual.
Yes.
And so what can we do to support you showing up as your best self and supporting all of these other needs that one has? You being impacted, absolutely, that is that hurts in terms of getting jobs and those things, but it's not the last. You can recover.
Yeah.
And that's what I want the message to be, that when you come to the Office of Reentry Partnerships for the City of Philadelphia, you get to recover if that's what you choose to do. And we support you in rising to the highest iteration of yourself. And what we don't do, because I don't purport that we do it all, because we can't. That we would be a jack of all trades and a master of none if that
yes.
were the case.
Yes.
But what we don't do is, we offer to others who we have vetted, other organizations that we have personally vetted, so that the person can get what they need.
Yes.
And I'm so happy about those partnerships.
Well, I tell you one thing I believe in, and that is second chances, third chances, and some people need fourth and fifth chances, too.
Absolutely.
I had the opportunity for 13 years to be a part-time instructor at a facility that used to be at 17th and Cambria. It was first a place for women who were coming out of incarceration who only had like a year or less left on their sentencing. And so that facility was open. It was called the Cambria Community Center. And I was the life skills and job readiness instructor for 13 years. And I loved working with my sisters, with the women who were incarcerated there to lift them up. And I tell you, I met with a lot of success in helping them to get jobs because it was a work release program and my ladies would get jobs. But let me just fast forward. We don't have that program anymore. That facility is closed down. It's been closed for a few years now. But I still run into ladies on the street and they'll come up to me, Miss Thera, remember me? And I say, of course I remember you. And then they'll say, I got a job now, Miss Thera. Or they'll put their hand out in front of me with a wedding band and a diamond ring and say, I'm married now, Miss Thera. See, I'm married. Or they'll tell me, remember when you got me that job over there at Jeff Brown's Shop right at 52nd and Parkside? I'm the supervisor of the bakery now. And tears just come to my eyes because, you know, these kind of meetups that I have with some of my former ladies who are incarcerated, it's never planned. I'm out just minding my business, going grocery shopping or doing something with my grandchildren. And I have these encounters and it does my heart well that the ladies remember me and that a lot of my ladies are doing well today. And they made up their mind. I'm not going back. I'm not going to be incarcerated again. And so I know it can work. I see it works. And I love it when there are employment opportunities and companies out here, nonprofits and small businesses who give a second, third or fourth chance to returning citizens because they need it. And if everybody would be honest, a lot of us in our families, we've got loved ones who made a mistake, who made a wrong choice. And now they're needing that opportunity to come back into society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a felony conviction as well. And so my work is not just something, it's not just passion filled, it's purpose filled. Yes. And so when I come to work, I show up in my purpose and my passion, which enables me to do the work that I do with both my own personal experience, my educational experience, and my work experience. So that trifecta that happens is a result birthed out of my own pain that propelled me to my purpose. And so I'm excited to do this work that I do.
Yes.
I don't come to a job. I come to my passion and purpose work. It's heavy work.
Yes.
There's no mistake about that. It's heavy work.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I know that I'm built to do and to
carry. You can do it. You're doing it.
That I've been given. So thank you so much.
Mayor Sherelle Parker didn't make no mistake. She picked the right one. She picked the right one in Asada Thomas, Executive Director of the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services. And I know that you've got another partnership we got to talk about, and that's with Philadelphia City Council President Kenyatta Johnson. And you all are doing something on Friday, November 15th, together. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are. I'm so excited to work with Council President Johnson in an expungement and pardon clinic that we're having on Friday. And so we came together and thought about, you know, how can his office is very supportive of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking about collaborations and partnerships. And so we're doing that tomorrow and really excited to be working with him in that.
Do you have the address in front of you? Because Desmond McKenton, he did send me the flyer. I just don't have it in front of me. Do you have yours by any chance?
Give me one moment. Oh, I can find that.
I should have written that
address.
Down.
I know I should have as well.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And while you're pulling up that address, it's all fine. Over this past summer of 2024, Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, she did a record clearing event out on the grounds around the Panatti Recreation Center in North Philadelphia on 22nd Street, 22nd and Clearfield. And I'm telling you, at least 400. I was out there. I was out there from the very beginning before it started till the very end. At least 400 men and women came out. Some of the women with their babies in their arms and some of the women with baby strollers in front of them and some of them with little toddlers holding their little hands waiting in line to get that expungement information. At least 400 showed up over the summer out at the place where I'm associated with the Panatti Recreation Center and Allegheny West Foundation and North 22nd Street with our city councilwoman Cindy Bass. She did that was a major successful record clearing event. And but there were still people that I noticed there were some who at the end. But see, when you don't come on time, if you don't come early, you come near the end, then it's too late. And a lot of the attorneys had already left and other attorneys were packing up to leave. They were late getting there. Then they had an attitude and they were mad with us. But you got to be on time. You got to come to these events early. And there's certain kind of information that it would be helpful if you would bring with you, if you're seriously trying to get some assistance with having your record cleared. So tell us where the location of this record clearing event is going to be on Friday, November the 15th. And also, if you would give some advice on the kinds of materials and documents that maybe folks should bring with them to help the process along.
That's a great question. As I wait for the address, some of the documentation that people should bring are after your ID. You should bring, if you can, a copy of your docket sheet with any charges that you are wanting to get expunged and or pardoned. And now, to be frank, the attorneys can do that and we'll look that up for you. But it makes the process a bit more seamless and faster if you're able to bring your own information. So any information that you have on all of your, not just convictions, but also arrests. Because people don't understand and realize oftentimes that your arrest can be expunged as well, because that is a part of your record. So bring copies of any and all that you have for any arrests and convictions, and please make sure you have identification. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, still come. We'll work with you through getting your ID and starting your process. It will just be a longer process, but I invite you to still please come out.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you for sharing that information. It's so very important. We do want people to come out. Bring your patients with you. Don't come in there with no attitude. We're trying to work with you. We want to help you, so don't come with no attitude. And I think it will be a great experience, because all of the record clearing seminars and workshops that I have been popping in on over the last year have been good. I know the Pennsylvania State Representative Ronnie Green, she did one early fall of this year, and it was at Simon Gratz High School, and that was another good one. And so they're coming along, and it's something that we have to do ever so often, because, like I said, people will show up. Folks that would like to go through the process to try to get their record cleared, they show up, and they show up in strong numbers. So be prepared, and come with your patients. I got another one for you.
Yes.
Asata Thomas again.
Let me give you the address.
Yes.
Well, I have 6001 Elmwood is the address for tomorrow.
Okay, Elmwood Street. And so that's Southwest Philadelphia. Again, this is a record clearing workshop event that is being hosted by Philadelphia City Council President Kenyatta Johnson in conjunction with the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services, partnering together. It's going to be some great information there and some attorneys on hand to help you out. 6001 Elmwood Street. That's on Friday, this Friday, November the 15th. And what's the time?
Starting at 11 o'clock.
11 a.m. is the start. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I'm telling you, don't show up at 1:30 talking about, I need some help. Get yourself there. Get yourself there well before 1:30 in the afternoon. We're not playing with you today. We want to help you out. All right. So I've been hearing ever since Election Day, November the 5th, last week, more and more people are saying, well, and they even said this at my church on Sunday when I was in service. They said, we don't think that there should be any questions on applications anymore about whether or not somebody is a convicted felon, because we got a president with 34 convictions under his name. Is there any possibility, do you think, and I know this is just a wild question I'm putting out there, is there any possibility that you think, Asata Thomas, that possibly down the line maybe we can get rid of that question on job applications about whether or not you've been incarcerated before or convicted of a felony? Because look at who's going to be running the country.
Exactly. Well, there is a ban, the box, where that question is not supposed to be asked on applications. Now, they can ask you further down the line, but is not to be used to exclude people from jobs. But we still know that it exists as persons go further down the application process. But ban the box is legal. You know, you're not supposed to have that on application. But to your point about our president having as many as he has, it should be eradicated altogether throughout the entire process.
Mm. And I think you're right. Final thought that you would leave with our listening audience for now, and if there's a phone number that we can put out so that people will know how to be in touch with the Office of Reentry Services.
Absolutely. And so the final thought is that help is available to the degree that you want it. If you want something you never had, you have to do something you've never done. And that means waiting. That means bringing your patients. But that means just showing up. We meet you where you are. As long as you're willing to put in the work, we and my staff are willing to walk side by side with you. We are at 1425 Arch Street is our Center City location. We are at 2200 Venango Street is our NRC location. And you can contact us at orp@cilla.gov.
All right. I thank you for popping in on the program today. And we're going to have an open-ended invitation for you, Ms. Thomas, because this is one of my passions, trying to help people who are coming back into society who've been away for a while. And I want to be able to be one of those voices to help you put out the information to our community that help is available through the Mayor's Office of Reentry Services. And so, yes, we will stay connected at the hip going forward.
I thank you so much. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, you have a great day ahead. And thank you, Desmond McKinson, for helping to make this interview happen today. I appreciate you. Have a good one now. We're going to keep it moving. Keep it moving. It's 8:30 in the morning, and Dr. Joyce Drayton is joining me now. She is the founder of a wonderful school of music based right there at 16th and West Allegheny Avenue in the heart of North Philadelphia. And she got something special happening on this weekend, on this Saturday to be exact. She wants to tell us about that. Good morning to you, Dr. Drayton.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Sarah Martin. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you feeling this morning?
Well, God is good. I'm here in the doctor's office. I hope they don't call me, but I did have a little surgery yesterday, and I'm here today, so God is good. I'm on the way.
Now, I know they don't like you being on the telephone in the doctor's office. We're going to make this quick and fast. But I'm thankful for you and grateful for you. Tell us what you're doing this weekend.
Well, on this Saturday, November 16th, from 12 to 3 p.m., we are having our Poor Man's Banquet fundraiser. And if anyone's been to our Poor Man's Banquet, it's a lot of soul food that we used to eat back in the day and eat today. All you can eat from 12:45 to 2:45 p.m. I mean, we have ribs, chicken, all homemade now. Dick and Drayton's going to be outside grilling ribs. We got chicken, pig's feet, chicken feet.
Oh, you playing with me.
Nobody
you playing with me.
We got ham, turkey wings, stuffing, cornbread, greens, cabbage, string beans.
Now, I just felt 10 pounds come on my hips. I just felt 10 pounds land on my hips. You talking about all this soul food.
Yes, and all the sisters in the church are helping. We thank you for our task force to get us on and for just being willing to come out and help us to prepare all these foods. And they're all homemade, and it's only $25. And if you come at 2:30 and can't stay, come at 2:30 and we'll let you do a takeout. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that the guests are there, eat first. And those that can't stay, just come at 2:30. We'll give you a container, and you can take yours out for $25. You can't beat that.
Now, and where are you going to be?
Now, this will be at Mariana Bracetti Academy Charter School, right there at 1840 Torrestal Avenue, straight out Erie Avenue, right underneath the L, and right on your right where the old Latin school, high school used to be. And it's a beautiful facility there. And we will be there with the Poor Man's Banquet. That's 1840 Torrestal Avenue. And if anybody wants to make reservations, 215-816-0432. And that way we can let you know how to send your money and we'll get their names down and see them on Saturday, November 16th, 12 to 3. And that's at Mariana Bracetti Academy Charter School, 1840 Torrestal Avenue.
And I'm so hungry right now. I could eat some of that food right through the telephone wires. I'm so hungry. But, yeah, you are whetting my appetite. And, boy, this sounds like a doable piece. First of all, the importance of supporting your school, the Georgia E. Gregory School of Interdenomination. I'm saying it wrong.
Yes. As George E. Gregory Interdenominational School of Music.
There you go. And and we want to make for sure that this school is sustainable for many, 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 many years to come. You observe your 25th anniversary this year for the school, and we want to keep it going. And to keep it going, not only can you or should you depend on the fee that parents or other people pay for students to learn how to play a musical instrument, there's got to be other ways to sustain the school. Yeah, grants are good, but when you raise your own money, get that private funding in there, then
That's
you
right.
have the ability to really do what you want to do with the money.
Absolutely. And I just want to say to parents, we are set. We have a guitar teacher, violin, clarinet. We're teaching woodwinds now. And so just call us at 215-816-0432. We work with families with what they can pay for lessons. And that's what we're about, making sure any student who wants to study has an opportunity,
Great.
No matter what financial status.
I love it. So what's the earliest age you take students over there at the Georgia E. Gregory?
4 years old, and we go up to my oldest student was 96.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This is so wonderful. and it was your mother. In fact, the school is named after your mama.
Correct. My mother was a church musician at the Nazarene Baptist Church, where Reverend K. Marshall Williams is our pastor. For 42 years, that's where she started me playing, and I've been playing there since age 10 for 67 years. So this is what you do. You pass down that legacy and make sure our other children have the same opportunity so they can pass it theirs.
And we want you, again, as I said, to continue to thrive and do more than survive. And so we really need people to help. Now, for those who might not be able to come out on this Saturday, November the 16th, to your Poor Man's Banquet fundraiser at the Mariana Bracetti Charter School at 1840 Torresdale Avenue, maybe they can't come out to that. They can still write a check. You got some fat pockets. We got people over here on that listen to this radio station, WWDB Talk 860. You know you got some fat pockets. And so go on and write a check today, whether you come get the food or not. Write a check. And the check should be made out to the Georgia E. Gregory Interdenominational School of Music. And they can mail the checks where?
You can say also to our acronym, GEGISOM, GEGISOM as in Mary. They can mail it to Post Office Box 20641, Philadelphia, PA 19138. That's PO Box 20641, Philadelphia 19138. And we also have a Cash App and Zelle and PayPal. They can go to our website, www.gegasom, G as in girl, E as in echo, G as in girl, I as in interdenomination, the S as in school, O as in of, M as in music.org, gegasom.org.
All right. Well, we want folks to open up your purse strings today. Open up your hearts and make a contribution. Whether or not you can get to the Poor Man's Banquet fundraiser this Saturday, no excuses. Write that check and support this wonderful school. I've seen them in action a ton of times. And every summer they take over Allegheny Avenue and they do an Allegheny Avenue Arts Festival. And the show is always par excellent. I mean, we get the choirs from the local churches. She has individual singers. She has the children dancers that are from the Gegasom School and so many other performers who come out and support what you do every year. So I know that what you're teaching at your school is working. It is working. And so you're suggesting that parents who have young ones in the house, and particularly ones who act like they really are interested in a musical instrument, you snatch them up at the age of 4. You can bring them on over there to Dr. Joyce Drayton, and she'll get them in shape. She'll have them playing the piano, the violin, the drums, or some other musical instrument.
Yes. And we thank you, Mathera. And, we want you part of what you are part of what we do.
So yes.
Please put down August 2nd because we want you as our MC again. And we'll have some other events coming up. But we want you as part of our advisory committee.
Yes.
In touch with what's going on in the community, and the community know what's going on with us. And we thank you for the work that you do.
And we thank you for the work that you do. We're going to let you get ready to get back into that. All right, let me go see my doctor mode since you're in the doctor's office. I'm going to get you off of this phone. I love you. I respect you. And just God, keep on blessing. Keep on blessing Dr. Joyce Drayton and her awesome husband and the school because we need you.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Right now, we want folks to come out to the Poor Man's Banquet fundraiser this Saturday, November the 16th, Mariana Bracetti Charter School at 1840 Torresdale Avenue. They're going to start at 12 noon. They're going to finish up around 3 p.m. And it sounds like they're going to have some delectable, mouth-watering food. And they're raising money for the school. Yes, so this ticket's $25 a person. Come and get your grub on this Saturday. You are listening to The Inside Scoop here at WWDB AM Talk 860. And in just a matter of moments, I'm going to move along. I'm going to move along as I have an opportunity to talk to Rashad Mustafa, the owner of Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation, and Demolition Business. He will join us next. He is a young man in business, and I want to lift him up today. I want to put the spotlight on a young man who's trying to do the right thing, and he's doing the right thing. He's also a proud member of District Council 33, but we want to talk to him about his business, and lifting him up today. And let's give a younger person who's in business an opportunity to spread his wings and continue to fly. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to catch my breath. We're going to come back, and we'll be talking with Mr. Mustafa. Stay with us right here at WWDBAM.
What's the Scoop? It's Scoop USA Media. Whether it's in print, online, or on the radio, get the latest updates in news, community, entertainment, politics, and more. You want to get the inside scoop? Subscribe to Scoop USA by going to scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA. Black owned. Black run. Black excellence. Get scooped. You want to get the word out to the masses about your business, event, or service? Well, Scoop USA Media is the perfect outlet. From print to online and radio, our media conglomerate can successfully reach thousands in seconds. Promote with us and see what Scoop USA can do for you. And then tell a friend. Call 215-309-3139 or send us a message on scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA. Black owned, black run, black excellence. Get scooped.
My name is Alana. I was 6 years old and I got diagnosed with cancer. I come to St. Jude for treatment.
After her last treatment on December the 4th, I was just kind of having a conversation with her, letting her know, Alana, you did awesome. I mean, so proud of you. Like, there, you fought, you accepted whatever was happening, you went with it. And her words to me were, Mommy, thank you so much for helping me get through this. She said, I could not have done this without you. This was very hard. And I couldn't even hold my tears because when I think about it, I would not have been able to get through this without St. Jude. And so once we became part of the St. Jude family, everything was okay. Thank you, St. Jude, for helping me get her through this because I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, I'm back. Is my guest on the line yet? Okay, I guess he's going to call me in just a second. I should have given you his phone number, and I didn't do that, but he does have our toll-free number to call in. That's 1-888-329-3306. I guess he'll be joining me in just a second, and we look forward to talking with Rashad Mustafa, young man in business. We want to lift him up today. But I also got to lift up the Scoop USA newspaper. You know that's right. So if you are a business owner, if you are a nonprofit organization, if you are a church and you got some big pockets, you got some money to spend, well, I want you to advertise over here on this program, Inside Scoop at WWDB. And if you want to advertise on this program on WWDB, then I encourage you to certainly be in touch with the Scoop newspaper, because Sheree Darden, she will be happy to talk with you and to tell you how you can advertise on the Scoop. And so we encourage you to do just that, to be in touch and contact the Scoop newspaper today and let them know that you want to advertise at the Scoop USA. We want you over there at the Scoop. We also want you to get subscriptions to the Scoop, so you don't have to run. I every week of my life, I run into people who say to me, Thera, you know, I love the scoop. I love the scoop. Where can I pick it up? I haven't seen it lately. And then, you know, I will tell them certain locations that I know in my head where the scoop is, where you can go and pick it up in person. But why go through all of that? It just seems like to me it'd be so easy and so simple to have the scoop delivered to your home. Make it easy. Or to your place of work. Have it delivered. Get a subscription to the scoop. For 52 weeks, you get the scoop delivered to your door. And the cost, it's $75, which that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket for a lot of us who spend money. We waste money on all kinds of silly things. Well, the scoop is not silly. The scoop is a serious entity, a Black-owned community newspaper based here in Philadelphia, but that services three states, Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. We're very proud of that. Sheree Darden is the proud owner of the Scoop USA newspaper. We want you to buy advertisement space in the Scoop. But right now, what we're going to do, we are going to go to our phone lines. And yes, the young man that I was talking about this morning, Rashad Mustafa, he is on the Newsmaker line. He's the proud owner of Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation, and Demolition. Good morning to you, Rashad. How are you?
How you doing, Ms. Thera? I'm fine. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, I am well today, and I'm thanking God for the blessing in having met you. I feel like it has definitely been a blessing to meet you and to have you do work for me. And seeing the work you do, seeing how responsible you are, how much you care about the work you do, and you do it with passion, you do it with commitment. I said, yep, I want to spotlight this young business owner on this program that I host at WWDB. And so we're shining the spotlight on Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation, and Demolition this morning. Tell our listening audience a little bit about your company. Like, how long have you been in business?
So I've only been in business for the past, like, maybe 2 years. But however, I've been, doing this trade, you know, pretty much all my life. I was told by my father, they do masonry work, electric,
yes,
plumbing, et cetera. So I kind of picked the trade up as a young guy coming up. And, you know, when I got of age, I said, you know, I think it's time for me to, you know, start branching off and, you know, do something positive for myself and, you know, be able to do what I like to do, which is, you know, just serve the community and be able to take pride in my work and just, you know, build.
Well, now, one of the things for me has been that over the years, and I've been a homeowner since I was 21 years old, and it's been a challenge over the years at different times finding qualified, good workers who actually show up. And so for
right.
me, the professional business relationship that I have with you has been very positive. And the first thing I say, and I tell anybody who asks me to give a recommendation about someone who can come in home and do general contracting services, is that this young man, Rashad Mustafa, he shows up and he does a good job. So what more can you ask for? I love it. But so now,
yeah,
when you first got started, you mentioned that, yes, you learned under the knee of your father and your uncle, who are business owners and have their own business that they were working in. Is there a particular area that is your favorite? Is it doing doors? Is it doing flooring, windows, masonry work? What's your favorite of all of that? Or do you say you love it all?
I kind of do love it all. I think my strong points are like framing and drywall work.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, I'm well-rounded in all areas. The company specializes in doors, windows, masonry work, electric, plumbing.
Yeah.
We even have, an HVAC guy
okay.
that we deal with that's really, really good. So we typically, you know, can pretty much do anything inside of a residential or commercial establishment
mm-hmm.
When our team comes through. So, but my favorite strong points would definitely be like framing and building. I like to be able to see, you know, a project that was, you know, messed up, you know, come back to life after we put our hands to it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my strong point on that.
And so did you always know that one day you would be a businessman in your own right? Or was this something that really was born about 2 years ago?
Not all the time. I, of course, when I was younger, I had, like, you know, different goals, dreams, and
right,
ambitions.
Right.
You know, once you get out in the world and you see some things are a little tougher than what you think in your
mm-hmm,
mind,
mm-hmm.
I felt that it was a good idea to, you know, actually start to, you know, be lucrative and make money off of the things that I was good and I was taught at. So that's kind of where the whole business idea came about. And me and a few family members, we got together and put this thing together. And,
I love
you know,
it.
Now
I love
coming
it.
Coming into fruition. And, you know, I'm happy about
Listen,
it.
Listen, my parents drilled into myself and to my sister when we were little girls. God bless the child that has his or her own. Both of my parents were small business owners back in the late 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And my mom was a cosmetologist. Over the years, she had three different beauty salons in the city of Philadelphia. All three of them were operated successfully. My dad had several businesses that he operated over the years successfully. One of them was the Virginia Meat Market in West Philadelphia, right off of 53rd and Market Streets. But he also used to have a steak and hoagie shop back in the day, right off of 54th and Larchwood Avenue. And he's had a couple of other businesses, including a catering business. So my sister and I, we grew up with parents who were business owners, and they always said, you know, no matter what happens in life, if you own your own business, you can't give yourself a pink slip.
Right.
You're going to survive. You're going to make it. And so I am very enthusiastic and excited about what you are doing with Brick by Brick. And I'm so glad that you allowed me to meet your father, a very nice gentleman, too. And so I want to give him some praise and honor today, too. And hats off to him for him feeding into you and planting the seeds in you to become a businessman in your own right one day. And I just feel like however your parents raised you, they raised you right because you've got that work ethic. And I like people that have a strong work ethic because that's what I'm about. I'm about working. I'm about going out there and get that dollar. I'm not looking for no free handouts for people to just do for me. I'll do for self. And I like working and bringing home that bacon. And I can tell that you do, too. Put out a phone number where people can reach Brick by Brick Construction.
People can reach me at 267-357-1226 for a free consultation. I definitely will travel to you free of charge to give you an estimate on the job at hand. Or people can also email me at Rashad, R-A-S-H-A-A-D, Mustafa, M-U-S-T-A-F-A, 60@gmail.com.
Give us that phone number again.
267-357-1226.
Okay, that's 267-357-1226. That's how you can get in touch with Brother Rashad Mustafa, the proud owner of Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation and Demolition. And let me just tell you what he does again. He specializes in flooring, windows, doors, masonry work, plumbing, electrical, drywall, framing, roofs, painting, demo, and HVAC. Real quick before we run out of time, you were telling me about how you purchased an old beat down, ugly, raggedy, dilapidated property not so long ago. And then you showed me the video of how you went in there with a couple of people working with you and you gutted that spot out. And it's fabulous today. Talk about that real quick.
Yep. So me and my brother-in-law, we purchased a property in South Philly. The address is 2010 South Chadwick Street. The opening for the house would be the 16th of this month, 9 a.m. Anybody can go check it out if they're, you know, looking for a property, three bedroom, finished basement,
check
two bathrooms.
Go ahead.
And it was definitely a beat down house. We got in there, we fixed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now that'll be our, you know, first complete full project from, you know, ground on up.
Mm-hmm.
First time we're putting it together. And the grand opening for the open house is the 16th, November 16th, 9 a.m. Anybody interested could reach me at the number I gave or by email, and, you know, they can go check it out.
And we're going to give the number again, 267-357-1226. And I want to vouch for this young man today, Rashad Mustafa. He is a person who has been doing work in my home. I've met him over the summer of 2024, and every appointment that this young man has made with me, guess what? He shows up. He shows up on time and he comes prepared and ready to get down and do the job. So I am, you know, I don't do recommendations a lot because I've had people in past years that was like, oh no, this is not working. This person is not reliable. They don't show up when they say they're going to show up. They don't call and tell you they're running late. None of that. And I would never give a recommendation. But for this young man, the proud owner of Brick by Brick Construction, Renovation, and Demolition Company, I'm giving that recommendation. Rashad Mustafa, you want to call him. You need some work done in your home or your place of business or whatever. You got a building that needs to be gutted out. Call 267-357-1226. 206-753-5712-26. And we're prayerful that your business is going to blow up in a positive, successful way. And you're going to be making so much money, hand over fist. You'll be calling us to say, look, we want to buy some time and advertise on Inside Scoop here at WWDB. And before we go, hats off to your fellow colleagues that work for the city of Philadelphia, helping to keep our city clean, to pick up the trash and to do what you do. District Council 33. Yes, yes, yes. That's one of my favorite unions. I'm very proud of the work you guys and ladies do for the city of Philadelphia. Have a great day ahead, Brother Rashad. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on, Ms. Sarah.
All right. You be safe out there. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that just about does it for me. I'm getting ready to be cooked like a goose, going to have to get up out of here. But we thank you so much for joining us today on this Wednesday edition of the Inside Scoop at WWDB Talk 860. I thank God for waking all of us up this morning. You want to keep your dial locked where it is because more great programming comes your way. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.